The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lord, God be on my lips, in my heart. At that time, Jesus revealed himself to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It is a really interesting group that's gathered there on the Sea of Tiberias, Sea of Galilee. We've got Peter, Thomas, there's Nathanael, sons of Zebedee, James and John, and then two unnamed disciples. The fact that those two are not named would seem to indicate that the ones that are named, there's something unique, special about those five. So what's the bond that they share? What do they have in common? I mean, there's Peter, who never gets anything right, who in fact denied that he knew the Lord not just once, but three times. And Thomas, the famous doubter. I hate that name for Thomas. I prefer to see him as the realist of the group, maybe the sarcastic one. But he comes down as the doubter. Then you got Nathanael. Nathanael is most well known for his cutting remark, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And then you have Boanerges, the sons of thunder, James and John, who always seem to be preoccupied with getting the most out of being a disciple. It's an eclectic group. These five may be the most notorious of the not getting it group. And then at the end of this gospel, we're told that this is the third time that Jesus has appeared to them. Even for this group, it takes a long, long time for things to sink in. What I love about this gospel passage is the role of Jesus showing up, looking for them, hunting them down. He's not going to let them get away. He's not going to lose any of them. I love that part of the gospel. Jesus looking for them, not letting them run away. This group, not getting it. Do you ever feel like saying to somebody that doesn't get it, "All right, you're on your own. I've done all I can with you." Or maybe, "Arg! You're never going to get it. I'm at the end of my rope." Or maybe simply saying, "I'm done with you." That's not the way with Jesus. I have always thought that he could choose much, much better friends. But maybe that's part of the lesson of this gospel. That he sees this group as not just the ones that he called and chose, but he really sees them as gifts from God. And these gifts are precious to him. He's not going to lose them at all. We have people in our lives that we probably do not see as gifts from God. But they may be. And they might be for some purpose. Either for their good, or more likely, for our own good.